I'm back on a diet. I told myself I'm getting fat. I need to ascend.
Oy vey, I'm only getting one bar.
Fuck your entire generation.
I don't know.
All right, let's dance.
Deus vault.
You guys are faggots. You guys are pussies.
And I want to kill myself.
Fuck you.
White people are smarter than black people.
Stupid ass bitch. I'm bitchless. I'm holeless. I'm an incel.
Good boy. Good boy.
Yeah, fuck off.
You want to know what your problem is, you stupid goy? You should want to fuck and you should want to kill, and that's it.
Bitch.
I'm gonna get huge breasts.
What are you talking about? Attention, Walmart! This pedophile is here to meet a 35-year-old child!
And you can fuck off and die.
Maybe I was just born to be a skinny fat chudlet.
This is a formal request by your female audience to bring back the beard. We love you, Nick.
Bring back the beard. You mean Kathy Zhu? Oh, you mean my beard. No, I can't grow a beard. I can grow a mustache, but I can't grow a beard. The beard is always patchy. I had a beard during the pandemic and it looked like shit. It looked like complete shit. I looked homeless because it's patchy, like on my cheeks. Like here it gets patchy. I grow like a neck beard and like a goatee and a mustache, but I can't really grow a full beard. I might bring back the mustache one day, but I have to ascend first. First, I'm going to get huge arms. Bradley Martin is going to help me. I'm going to get huge arms. I'm going to get a huge chest. I'm going to get huge breasts. No, I'm going to get a huge chest. I'm going to get abs. First, I'm going to ascend. I'm going to get jacked. And then maybe I can bring back the mustache. But if I bring back the mustache now, it's not going to work. I'm telling you. And no beard.
Shmo210 sent $100. Hey, Nick, I agree with mass remigration, but for DACA kids, aren't they more American than where they're from? Some
no.
Don't even speak their home language.
No.
Should they be able to say?
Fuck you. They gotta go,
certified
dude.
Schizo1 sent $20.
It's always the sympathy for, well, but what about them? What about us, bro? Too bad, so sad. The world is a tough place. But they were here as kids. Okay, so what? They have their parents brought them here. It's their fault.
John 129 sent $50. $40 for an AF hat is the most Jewish way to price it. $27.10 at most.
That's how much it costs to make, dipshit. Here's the problem with you fucking stupid goyim. You want to know what your problem is, you stupid goy? Your problem is you want the hats made in America. If you didn't, you'd be bitching about that. America first, but they're made in Indonesia. When you've... Okay, so we make them in America. And we have to use Bitcoin because I'm banned from the banks. And then I get people saying, oh, they're too expensive. They should be $25. Oh, well, you don't have credit cards? Okay, so which is it, Goy? Which is it? You want that to be $20? It's going to be made in China. You want that to be made in America? It's going to be $40. You want to use a credit card? Then you're not going to get a show where we talk about Jews in Israel. Pick one. Pick an option. Just order off the menu. This is what we got, okay? But this is what you goyim do. That's why you're not people. At the end of the day, you are not people, and that is why.
Albatross sent $20. You sound tired. Go to bed.
I'm so tired, which is weird. I drank all this coffee, and I'm tired. I was not feeling it tonight, honestly. I've been kind of just, like, lethargic lately. I don't know why. I think my sleep schedule's messed up, so I've been a bit lethargic. I had this big cup of coffee, and you know what it is? I'm back on a diet every single time, bro. I'm back on a diet. I told myself I'm getting fat. I need to ascend. I'm inspired by Clavicular. I'm inspired by Dylan Latham. I'm inspired by Bradley Martin. I'm inspired to ascend. I need to get in the gym. I need to looks max. I'm inspired by Chad Champion. So today I started the diet and it's all protein, no carbs, and I want to kill myself. Day one, I didn't even start working out yet. I didn't even do any workouts, just the diet, and I want to die. You got to understand, people say, when are you going to get, do you know I have nothing in my life, okay? I don't smoke, I don't drink, I'm not on drugs, I don't have a wife, I'm in pain constantly, I have a deviated septum, I get tension headaches, I have a weak stomach, I'm short, I'm bitchless, I'm holeless, I'm an incel. Half the country hates me and is trying to kill me. The one, you want to know the one indulgence I have in my life? I like to eat. I don't even eat that much. I'm not a glutton, but I like to eat a cheeseburger. I like a milkshake, pizza, cookies, fried chicken. And you people will never let me hear the end of it. Oh, you're getting fat again. Oh, the goy slop. You eat like shit. You are shit. And you should die. So then I go on a diet and now I want to die. Now, you know what I do? I wake up in my hovel. I wake up in my hovel of a fucking house, isolated from Earth, no painkillers, no drugs to dull the pain, no dopamine at all, no dopamine hits. I'm bad at video games, no dopamine. And then I have to eat a disgusting Chipotle bowl. I have to eat a disgusting Chipotle bowl and a salad. I have to drink coffee with no sugar. It's like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'm made to ascend. Maybe I'm just not made to ascend. Maybe I was made to be a fat little chud light. Maybe I was just born to be a skinny fat chud light. A skinny fat chud light, bitchless chubster. Maybe that's just how I am, you know? Chubbed up, and that's okay. Can't have it all. Can't have it all. Clavicular, you watch the club, I'll watch the government, okay? Maybe it's not, I don't want injections, I don't like needles, I'm not doing all that. But anyway, so without my little treats, I'm not a happy camper. Without my little treats, my little bucket of fried chicken, cheeseburger, I'm very irritated, I'm very agitated, I'm very pissed off, I'm very low energy, feeling dejected, spiritually deflated, angry, maladapted, spiteful, you know, so you guys know how it is. My real niggas know. I don't know how you other people do it. You guys must be robots. I don't know how you people do it. People go in the gym. They're like, yeah, it feels good. I like going to the gym. Yeah, once you get used to it, I do my meal prep. I go to the gym. It's like, you are not a person. Sorry. Who are you? Who is this? I like bread. I like to eat bread. Okay. Sue me. Take me to court and sue me. I like bread. I like sugar. Sugar's the enemy. Okay. Like, where is this coming from? Who's doing this to us? Sugar is the enemy? I think you're my enemy. You hate us. You want us to feel bad about ourselves. You made the architecture too, I bet. Sugar's the enemy? What else is the enemy? Beauty? Love? Our race? Sugar is our friend. Carbs are our friend. Grains are our friend. I'm convinced that the people pushing a steak, raw meat diet, they hate us as much as the postmodernists. It's another trick by the Jews. The Jews built these monuments to misery. They built these ugly skyscrapers to make us feel small. And then as a joke, they made us eat raw eggs and steak. And they said, look what we can make the Goyim do. We took everything from them. If you want to know the truth, that's my opinion. Ray Pete, if you can hear us, please save us. Ray Pete, if you can hear us, please. Haagen-Dazs. Haagen-Dazs is good for you. Orange juice is good for you.
Hayden Terrell sent $50. All keto and no canes make Snick a dull boy.
Yeah, thank you for the big super chat. That's true.
War Garble 42.
Where's my dipping sauce? Where's my dipping sauce? Where's my dipping sauce? Where's my seed oils? Where's my syrup? I tend to crash out when I don't get my fried food. Like, actually, though.
One,
that would be hypocritical.
Steve's impression of you when he left you at the Thanksgiving table was too accurate. Rolling on the floor laughing emoji. Two, you gotta go ham on Piers and Crowder. Three,
oh, thanks. I
didn't
know that.
Of Revelation 4:7? Who do you believe is the 144,000?
No idea. Yeah, Sneeko's impression of me. Where'd you go? That was so good. I said that to my mom. She's like, that is hysterical. Where'd you go? He goes, Nick walk up to me with his head down. Where'd you go? That's so funny. He's good at impressions. He's a funny guy, Sneeko.
Big guy 2254 sent $25. Money. By the way, can you Venmo me from the mini fridge? Thanks.
Oh, man. Wow, that's crazy. That's actually crazy that you would say that to me. Hey, well, thanks for the money, Sneeko. Good to hear from you, buddy. Yeah, I got you. Well, I think we're even, actually. Since, you know, you weren't getting a signal when it was time to order the Uber. When it's time to order the Uber Black, 30-minute drive, by the way, someone wasn't getting reception. Oh, oy vey, I'm only getting one bar. It says SOS. What does that stand for? I have no bars. I would call the Uber. I know you got the one here, but my phone isn't working. Gee, this is crazy. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Oldest trick in the book. Oldest trick in the... So I think we're even, actually. I think we're even on the Diet Coke versus Uber Black. I receive my Diet Coke from the mini. You receive Uber Black. Yeah, I think I'm going to need some iron. I think I'm going to need 5 horses, 5 iron, pearls for 25 turns. That's crazy. That's crazy you would even bring it up. It's actually insane. Like, that's actually insane you would even say that. Like, I'm actually shocked. No, I'm kidding, but it's good to hear from you. The Nick Sneeko Alliance, undefeated. We've been to hell and back, okay? We're niggas now. We're a couple of niggas. Me from Chicago, him from New York. He's a Muslim. I'm a Catholic. This is just like, this is a dynamic duo that everybody loves. Anyway, good to hear from you. I got you. Don't worry. I got you. That's actually crazy you brought that up. And the guy that told you that is just like, he's just finished in this town. He's toast.
Hi, Nick. About a month ago, I came to see why so many people wanted to listen to a lunatic. I've watched every stream since, and I think you are right about almost everything. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, I know. Everybody says that. They're like, I wanted to check out the KKK Nazi psycho that's apparently pro-rape and a Stalin fan and blah, blah, blah. And then people watch the show and they're like, okay, I get it now. It's very frustrating, but I appreciate that.
America First Muslim sent $50. Tommy Mythical Creature G.
Dude, I was talking to him and I gradually realized that we are completely different people. He goes, what's with all the junk food in your pantry? I'm like, what should I have in my pantry? Pasteurized eggs? Black coffee? Water? Ground beef? Raw milk? I'm like, brother, I'm like, why? Why? He goes, well, don't you want your body to perform? I'm like, what do you think I'm doing? I'm a podcast host. What do you think I'm doing? Running a marathon? I'm not an Olympian. I'm a podcast host. He goes, well, there's people trying to kill you. I'm like, so what? I'm going to get in a fucking Muay Thai match with them in my front lawn. I'm going to fucking shoot them if someone comes. What are you talking? Like, what does he imagine? Someone shows up at my house and I'm going to be sprinting away like an Olympian. He goes, you need to be eating ground beef and black coffee and pasteurized eggs and raw milk to be high performance. I'm like, what do I need to perform for? He's like, there's people trying to kill you because someone's going to show up to my house and I'm going to sprint out the back door. It's really important that I got to be able to sprint out the back door at 13 miles an hour. And if they catch me, then I got to be able to block and throw elbows. I go, I'll just shoot them. If someone comes to my house, I'll call the police or I'll shoot them. And he goes, oh yeah, I guess that's the Trump card. That's the Trump card. Like it's plan B. Like someone shows up to my house to kill me and plan A is like, cracks knuckles, kicks the door open. All right, let's dance. The fight's not going well. All right, Trump card, plan B, pull out the gun, right? Like, we live in the real world. It's the 21st century. What are you talking about? Someone comes to your house to kill you. You're not going to engage them in a grapple. You're not going to wrestle them. You're going to call the police, or if they break in, you're going to shoot them. That's it. Okay, that's all you're going to do. There's not going to be running or jumping or climbing. It is not a movie. And if the intelligence agencies wanted me dead, they'll just poison me or something. Like I'm going to be like climbing a chain link fence or something. I'm going to be climbing a chain link fence, hopping down, sprinting to the woods, climbing a tree, fighting off multiple assailants. Like what? I'm a show host. I'm a live stream host. So that was insane. And he's telling me, he goes, my greatest joy is when I get to cook dinner with my wife. I'm like, I must be a wicked person because I don't see the appeal, honestly. We were driving around. He tells me this. He goes, the greatest joy in my life is I love to cook with my wife. I like to go on walks in nature with my dogs and experience nature. Smoke a little weed. I'm like, wow, like we could not be more different. I'm like, we could not, like, I don't, I'm like, listen, you're a nice guy. Like he's a nice guy. I like him. And it's, we get along. It's kind of funny, but I'm like, we're never going to be best friends because we're completely different people. Like I'm just never going to relate to that. I told him, I said, so when you and your wife are cooking, I said, do you like playfully throw flour and on her nose? And you go, oh,
food fight. Oh, I threw a little, you hit me with flour. You know, like it's a cooking montage. It's like, maybe I'm evil. Maybe I'm a wicked person. I'm never going to enjoy that. I don't see the appeal. I want to eat. I don't want to cook the dinner. I want to eat the dinner. You know, I don't enjoy the cooking at all. But, some people like that. Some people like that play. I'm not negging it. I'm just saying that's not me. I could never see myself doing that. So, you know, as the interview went on, I'm like, bro, we are not going to see eye to eye. You know, he's like, we should like reduce the size of the military. And like these kids in the ghetto, we got to give them a chance. And like, I just like to cook dinner with my wife and like hang out in nature. Like I said, I like him. I'm not shitting on him. I'm just saying it's like we could not be more different. Impossible. The mythical creature thing. That was crazy. My wife is like a mythical creature.
Man of Mailman sent $20.
Trying not to crash out.
Man of Mailman sent $20. Five demands to Republicans for the midterms. 1. Deport Laura Loomer to Qatar. She already gotta go. 2. Teach Brandon Tatum how to read. 3. We want Miriam Adelson baptized. Dunked twice. 4. Daily segment on Fox where Randy Fine is injected with Ozempic. 5. Give Nick his Anti-Semite of the Year award. He was robbed.
I love to imagine the laugh fest that was going on when bro concocted this one. What if we deported Laura Loomer to Qatar? What if we taught Brandon Tatum how to read? Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. Very good. Love the funnies.
Enric sent $20. What did you think of Jared Taylor's Omrin speech?
I didn't see it. Did he say that black people are stupid in it? Or is there like, was there like a new development since 1992? I didn't see it, but I think I could guess what was in it. It was something about like, I don't know, whites needing their own country and like black people being dumb and committing all the crime. Like, am I close? So I didn't see it. I think I could guess what's in it, though. No, I didn't. I haven't seen it yet. But I'll be sure to. I need my yearly dosage of that. I need my yearly reminder. I need my yearly reminder. White people are smarter than black people and should live alone. So, yeah, we got that. No, but we love Jared. I'm just teasing him a little bit. It's not drama. It's not drama. I'm just kidding. It's just a little joke, okay? It's just a little joke. They like that. They like those themes over there. They like that idea. They like that speech so much. They tend to talk about it all the time, you know? Hey, did you know that black people are stupid and white people are more intelligent? Like, okay. White people should have their own country. Okay, it's like white people. It's like, oh, wait, this is the same from last year. Wait a second. Anybody else? I feel like this thing is the same speech from last year.
Force 930 sent $50. Women are like mythical creatures. It's crazy. How do you have a serious conversation after
that? Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to keep going. It's hard to keep going through life. Forget about how do you have a serious conversation? How do you keep living a life after that? Like, once you realize that people are out there that think like that. It's like, how do you keep on existing and breathing air after that? It's like, I don't even know what to do now.
Women are like mythical creatures, bro. And like Tucker said, they're so mysterious and hard to understand. I'm like, even in that interview, I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? They're very simple. And he goes, no, but you never know what they want. I'm like, see, that's different. You know, that's completely different. Tucker was talking about women are fascinating and they're a mystery to me. And he's acting as though they're like the concept of infinity. Like no matter how much you think about it, you'll never wrap your head around it. When in reality, it's more like talking to someone that doesn't speak English. It's like you're just frustrated by the fact that they can't communicate, which is completely different. He goes, no, you never know what they want. Because they don't communicate it. And it's like, oh, yeah, see, that's totally different. Why would you like that? You like that? See, I don't like that, actually. I don't find that charming at all. Babe, where you want to eat dinner? I don't know. I don't know. Okay, let's get a hot dog. Well, not that. Huh, I love you so much. This is magical. You're like 40 years old. You know all the restaurants in town. You've been together forever. You've been on the planet for half a century. Honey, where would you like to go to dinner? I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know what, pal? You know every restaurant in a 10-mile radius. We've been to all of them. Just why don't you figure it out? We're not moving this damn car until you tell me where you want to eat. How's them apples? Let's kill the magic for a second. So, I pressed him on that. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about when you say we just can't understand these women. They're so complex. What are you really? They're so complex. That's why they make no good literature, no philosophy, no technology. Like, they're so profound. They don't even make good fucking podcasts. There's not one good podcast run by a woman. But yeah, they're so complex and profound. It's just like, we got to stop the cap. We just have to stop with that. Please. I'm begging.
Just Patrick 07 sent $20 for some Christmas pinwheels.
But they don't exist, man. You mean the cookies? Thank you for the big super chat, but man, they don't exist anymore. I could really use some Christmas cookies. I'll tell you, don't send me any because I won't be able to eat them, but I can't wait for the Christmas cookies. That'll be nice. That's the one reason I want a wife is the Christmas cookies. That's the only thing. That's the one thing. That's my one weakness. Some of you faggots, you want cuddles. You want them to run their fingers through your hair. You want to watch the Disney movies. My weakness is the Christmas cookies. You know, we really just need like a Christmas cookie exchange. My mom does one with her friends, and it's always the most busting cookies ever. So maybe I'll do one. Maybe I'll bake the cookies this year. Christmas pinwheels, man, I miss them.
Wanted to ask if you listen to any Italian singers / rappers like Sfera Ebbasto or Lazza.
No, I'm not a LARPer.
The last so Montekia
no.
sent $20. What is?
Yeah, do you think I'm... What do you people think of me? Like, honestly, it just disgusts me. Do you think I'm going to say, yeah, I listen to a lot of Italian hip-hop? You think I'm on my Spotify, like, listening to Italian, like, European music in another language? What do you think I am? It scares me sometimes how little you know about me, how little you'd, like, know about my personality. Oh, yeah, I love Italian rap. It's actually really good. Doesn't matter that it's in another language and it's from Europe. Like, who, do you think I'm like some douchebag?
The last
Montekia sent
$20. How about this cunt Gates Garcia writing another letter to us today? Him and Umpledge Lord, Tucker, crack me up more every day. Could they get any more desperate to slow down our movement?
It's pathetic. It's, you know, because look, what people want is so simple. People want what Trump did today. They just want honesty. You know, they're trying to like manipulate us and browbeat us. And everything other than just give us what we want. I see this asshole on the Blaze and he's telling everybody, you know, this Nick Fuentes, he's bad news. I saw these other Protestants, they're saying the same thing. Run away from a guy like this. The way he talks about women, he's just a troll on the internet. It's like, you guys are faggots. You guys are pussies. And yeah, you could kick my ass because you go to the gym and you're a real macho man. Totally true. But the reason you're a pussy is because you are pussy whipped. You are a pussy whipped, hen-pecked, pussy worshiping fucking simp. And you can fuck off and die. And my generation is done with that. We're just not playing that game. Fuck you. You know, to that Protestant pastor, he's in a stupid fucking baseball cap. These people can never dress up. He's in his baseball cap and he's saying, oh my gosh, Nick said that women are hotter when they're younger. This is a bad guy. You know what? Fuck you. And to the boomer at the Blaze, he goes, you know, that's not manly. Don't choose to scroll. Choose to rise. You know, fuck you. You're fucking bald and you're a fucking simp and you can take your patronizing, simp, cocksucking bullshit and shove it up your ass. Fuck your entire generation. We will tell you when we ask for your opinion on marriage and women and all of that. Sincerely, this generation. Like, I apologize for the language, but here is the truth about everybody. Marriage is not attractive because of feminism. It is not attractive because it's not even fucking real. With no-fault divorce, marriage is not even real. Get married young, have more kids than you can afford. Okay, and what happens 5 years down the line when she wants to make your kids transgender? What happens then? What's the answer then, tough guy? These assholes, they wanna, it literally is coming from these stupid bitches in their lives. Because of their precious daughters and because of their sweetum, darling wife, they wanna come to all the young men and enslave them too. And honestly, this whole like, you know, wife guy thing. It just like, it's just got to stop. And I know that's never going to be a popular position. Frankly, I don't care. Let's just say this. Schopenhauer was right about women. Let's just say that much. Schopenhauer was right about women. And I just have no respect for wife guys. You will never, you know, these faggots will never convince me that real masculinity is being a provider for your wife. I saw some one of these guys, he said, real masculinity is holding your newborn and crying, praying to God that everything's going to be okay. That's a real thing I saw from one of these people. And that's like a verbatim quote. He said, you know what, Groypers? Real masculinity is holding your newborn in the middle of the night, crying, praying to God that everything's going to be okay. I said, are you fucking kidding me? That's a domestic scene. That's literally what a woman does. That's a definition of femininity. A mother clutches the newborn, crying, praying for the future. That's a mother's job. What, were you breastfeeding your newborn too? Were you breastfeeding your kid? Were you rocking the kid and breastfeeding it while you're crying? I mean, for the love of everything that is good, men have been so fucking mind raped by women. It's not even funny. You know, I was talking to that guy, Tommy G, who was over here. He said, my wife is like a mythical creature. Tucker said, my wife is so mysterious. What? It's insane. Real masculinity is breastfeeding your newborn. Like, okay, you have gone insane. Yeah, I mean, I just can't stand. I can't take another one of those lectures from these, the wife guys, the simps, and they're just good little boys. You know, stuff them in their fucking pocket. Their wife practically carries them around in their purse and they unzip their purse and, you know, a Protestant with a baseball cap and a stupid fucking beard pops out and says, real masculinity is when I do whatever my wife says. And she goes, good boy, good boy. You know, one of these bald, bearded fucking losers pops out and says, real masculinity is when you respect your wife as your peer and your equal. And she goes, that's the man I married. Want a treat? If you fill out your chore chart, I'll give you a blowjob. It's like, I can't. I just can't. Feminism must be eradicated. It just must be eradicated in the United States. It just has to go. It's like the last remaining taboo, even more so than Jews. If you're one of these guys that says, like, for example, I saw a poll where they polled men and women and they said, what is a priority to you? And for men, the number one priority was having kids. And for women, it was like having a career. And I saw all the trads were saying, guys are just so wholesome chungus that this is fucked up. It should be inverted. It should be completely inverted. What guy is fantasizing? You're getting baby fever? You're a man. You should be getting like, you should want to fuck and you should want to kill. And that's it. That's it. Biologically. But men have really convinced themselves that they want to be a little house husband. Men have convinced themselves that what they always wanted was to be a house husband and to drive around in the big gay minivan and cry and play tea party and nurse the kids. Like, we're getting to the point where guys want to breastfeed their kids. That's where it's going. I predict that's the next barrier we're going to cross. I'm getting really sick of all that. I'm getting really, the feminization of the country, it's something that nobody's talking about. And even the people that are talking about it, they're getting it wrong. Even people like Tucker, they're getting it wrong. Tucker says, your job as a man is to put yourself last and make your wife happy. He said, it's almost sociological. It's anthropological. He says that men want to please their wives. It's like, what? What are you talking about? He goes, isn't it a beautiful thing that men want to please their wives and make their wives happy? I'm like, who gives a fuck about making their wife happy? Are you kidding me? They're here to make us happy. What are you talking about? What men are out there that are like, oh, I can't wait for Valentine's Day. Oh, I can't wait for our anniversary, which I totally remember, and I've got an elaborate thing planned. I can't wait to do an elaborate proposal and an elaborate wedding. And like, what, man? No, dude, what? Are you serious? It's totally insane. Donald Trump is a real man. You see him pushing a stroller? Look at what Donald Trump says about women. Trump gets up and says, you have to treat women like shit. That's a Trump quote. Trump says, do you really imagine me pushing a stroller down Fifth Avenue? I would never do it. It's another Trump quote. You think Trump takes shit like that from Melania? Of course not. It's insane. I hate these pictures I see on Twitter where people post men only want one thing, and it's a picture of like a very modern, elegant kitchen and like a wife who's like got her hair up real nice and hoop earrings and in like a really fashionable outfit and like the kids. And it's like, what? No, 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 what? No, the one thing that men want is like a battleship. The one thing that men want is like a view of from the mountains. The one thing that a man wants is an empire, an estate, a plantation. The one thing that a man wants, a beautiful whore, a beautiful young whore. That, like, those are the things, okay? Okay, these are the things that a man wants. A feast, a battle, glory, riches, fame, honor, a beautiful whore, a beautiful young whore. And men have come to see themselves this way, where they say, what I really want is an island in my kitchen with a waterfall countertop. Oh, and brand new cabinets. Oh, and like beautiful, like, you know, sleek Christmas decorations. And I want my wife to be fully clothed and dressed up really nice and trendy. And with our kids and with our toddlers. And you're like, no, that's what the woman wants. That's how the woman wants the man to see his family. Anyway, and again, you know, people take this out of context. I'm not saying to pursue whores. I'm not saying to pursue those things, but I'm saying that's just getting away from the essence of what it is to be a man, to say, like, you know, that to be a man is building a nest or something. So that whole thing pissed me off.
Northman's 1957 sent $20. Christianity/Islam. No porn, no sex out of wedlock, and men will line up slash fight to marry. Get married, 10 little nicks running around.
Okay, but that's because Muslims don't have feminism. That's the difference. Muslims can get married because if the woman divorces, they'll like kill her. Okay, do you see the difference? In the West, you get married and your grand prize is that she gets fat, stops putting out, takes half your shit, leaves you for no reason, accuses you of rape, and then takes all your money. In Islam, you have like five wives, and if she leaves the house without you, the religious police beat the fuck out of her with sticks and drag her back to your house, and then you beat the fuck out of her. And I'm not saying we should do that, but I'm saying it's different. I'm just saying it's a little different. That's all. In the West, it's like your wife will sass you in public. She'll say something sarcastic, and she'll just keep doing that until you're dead inside, and then she'll ruin your life. In Islam, they leave the husband, they get lit on fire. It's just, it's a different culture. It's a different society. So, and I'm not saying I support that. I'm just saying, you know, you said, well, you're trashing marriage. How do you think the Muslims are so successful? They don't have feminism. That's why. They don't educate their women. The women aren't educated. They don't leave the house. They don't shake hands with men. Like, it's a different ball game, okay? That's why they're winning. Because they don't have feminism.
Mdavik sent $20. Albanians are wider than our entire bloodline.
Here we go.
We protected the East from Muslims, barbarians. If it weren't for Skanderberg, Italy and Rome would be Muslim and Catholicism would be disproven. A thanks would be appreciated next time you speak on us.
Okay, dude, make my fucking pizza and shut
A-03.
Up.
A03.
Can you heat up my pizza and shut the fuck
A-03
up?
A03 sent $20.
It's like you go in, you say, all right, I just want like a, let me get a Sicilian slice. Let me get a slice of cheese.
Albanians are wider than your entire bloodline.
Okay, man, yeah. Yeah, just and a Diet Coke, too. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Hey, A03 sent $20. My winter nigga, my snow monkey, my taco plug. Can we get a Bang Fosnaberg hoodie for us Negroes?
No, man. But I appreciate the big suit. No, that would just be cringe. Because you're just a nigga going hard as fuck, which is just a nigga. Niggas already go hard as fuck. So if you're black, you're just a nigga. And niggas are going hard as fuck all the time, so... Suffice to say, you just get a shirt that says N. You can just get a shirt that says N. For white guys, you know, we need to say, hey, like, I'm a white ass nigga going hard as fuck. Like, we need the whole thing. But if you're black, you're already going hard as fuck and you're already a nigga. So We'll have a shirt that says N. It'll look like a superhero costume. Just a big N right in
total
the middle.
Total going death sent $50. Nick brother, long time no talk. It's Larry. You know Silverstein is a piece of shit because he and his Zionist buddies organized 9/11. Anyways, do you consider Chris Hansen a hero? I grew up with this guy, so I consider him a hero. Cause he is that nigga. You need to interview him. Lol. JK, I'd have a nice night, bro.
He's like the pedo catcher guy. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, certainly some of that can be considered heroic, but look, I'm just going to say this. Here's all I'm going to say. Recently, my friend Clavicular, he's dating a girl that's 17. He's 19. And people are saying this is controversial. It's like, are we really going to pretend there's something deeply unethical about that? I don't know if I agree. And I think that a lot of that stuff is just hysterical. It's like, she was 17 years old, you sick bastard. It's like, okay. I've said this before, the pedo catcher stuff, a lot of it I really think is a grift. And a lot of it I think is just hysteria. I think this is going to be a hot take. Not a lot of people, maybe you're not going to like this. But I think there are legitimate pedophiles and their sexuality is pedophilia. And those people need to be locked up, obviously, of course. Then I think what you tend to see with the pedo catchers is a lot of the people that they catch are just like disgusting, ugly freaks. And you have to wonder, if a disgusting, ugly freak gets no success on a dating app, and then a catfish, okay, obviously it's super bad if they're like under the age of 15, let's say, because that's like prepubescent. But if there's like a 15-year-old, someone who purports to be like 15 and is really attractive, and they're giving a really disgusting freak a lot of attention, you have to wonder, like, is that person a pedophile or did that person get baited and they're so desperate that they were like, oh, and that doesn't justify it. That doesn't make it right. But you have to wonder, it's like, it's sort of like when freaks are groomed into committing acts of terrorism. It's like these militia people, they have like an 85 IQ, they're broke, they have no job, and a federal agent comes in and says, hey, want to blow up the government? Hey, I hate the government, want to blow up the government? And this freak with like no agency and like can't like find their way out of a paper bag is like, okay. And then it's like, ha, I'm a cop, you're going to jail forever. And it's like, okay, was that guy a terrorist or is he just like a retarded loser? And I feel like a lot, you know, I gotta be honest. I see these like pedo hunter things and don't get me wrong. Like they showed up. So yeah, there was intent. They were there to commit a crime. They should be punished. But on some level you're like, okay, these are just like, you have to wonder how many of these people are actually like, and certainly many of them are serial pedophiles, and how many of them are just like complete freaks. They get catfished by somebody showing interest and they go, okay, I'm going to show up. And then it's like, oh man, I'm going to be honest. I feel like that's got to exist on some level. So I've always said, I don't know how much I love that, all that stuff. I get a bad vibe from it. That's just me.
Dougaroy percent $100. Hey Nick, I think it's great that you hit the gym. Looking like RFK Jr. in your jeans. Pretty hot. How much did you bench? I'd love to be your spotter and workout with you sometime. I used to be a personal trainer. I can help you get those gains. Flexed bicep emoji.
Oh my gosh.
But I do have to say, you look perfect just the way you are.
Romantic well, I face like emoji. The last part. I needed to hear that. Everybody wants me to change. They say, you're getting fat. They say, you need to stop eating goy slop. I just want someone who will love me and accept me for who I am, even if I'm 500 pounds. So I appreciate you saying that. I needed that today. But as far as the personal trainer thing, I can't imagine anything less attractive than like a woman yelling at me to work out. Like imagine you're bench pressing and the girl's like, come on. It's like, ugh, yuck. And she can't spot me. I'm going to be like that guy that passes out and the barbell like cuts my head off or something. She's like, she goes down. Well, you know, later on, once I get big, maybe not when I get started. I had a personal trainer. I went to a Lifetime Fitness when I was in high school and they had like a free personal trainer thing. And I did it one time and the guy was like breaking my balls. He's like, so why you want to go to the gym? Why you want to get? And I'm like, I don't know. Cause like you're supposed to. He's like, nah, tell me the real reason. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I want to look good. Like I want to be healthy. He's like, yeah, but what do you want to look good for? I'm like, just to be confident. Like, can you just show me how to do the workout? Like, this is not a therapy session. So I was very pissed off. I don't like people talking to me anymore. People should not be allowed to talk to me in general. I find that every conversation I get in, it just gets irritating in about 5 seconds and I can't do it anymore. That's why I just am increasingly isolated. And I'm a hermit because I just can't, I can't deal with most of that, you know? I can't deal with it anymore. But yeah, that I distinctly remember that. I was a Lifetime and the guy was like on my case. I'm like, bro, I'm here to work out. Like, you're making me question myself.
Jovian sent $20. What do you mean you've been on a date?
Well, first of all, I don't owe you any explanation. Let's get that straight. What do you mean you've been on a date? First of all, it's none of your business. Okay, but I've talked about this before. I've been on like two or three dates at Model UN once, and I went to prom twice, and I went on one other date with a girl I was going to ask to prom, and it was very uncomfortable and awkward. She was fine. She was nice. She's actually extremely successful. All the girls I went on dates with are extremely successful. The one I went on a date with at Model UN, she's at like Harvard Business School or something like that. And the girl that I went on a date with that I was going to go to prom with, she's, I don't want to even say too much, but she's totally a success story too. I only pick winners, you know, but yeah, but it was, I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it. People say, well, you know, you just got to get out there. It's like been there, done that, didn't do anything for me. It felt as stupid as I thought it would feel. And yeah, so.
Matthew P. sent $25. What the fuck was up with Crowder's obsession with Rokana?
That was kind of funny. Well, you know what? They really see the Democrats as like the big enemy. And so that would be like if Stephen Crowder said, I'm going to work with Alan Dershowitz. And I would be like, so where does Alan Dershowitz come into this? You know what I mean? Like, so I can kind of get where he's coming from. But I'm like, dude, Democrats are not real, bro. Like, Democrats are not real. We are so far beyond that, you know, and they are real. I'm saying that as a joke. Of course they're real. And they're a threat. We have to be faggots about and say, no, of course Democrats are real. Yes, they're real. Yes, they're, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Let's do the disclaimer at the bottom of the screen for all the dumbasses. Like, but it does not help us understand the structure of power in the United States and the problem with Trump. So, you know, he keeps going back to Ro Khanna. I'm like, dude, I don't really care about Ro Khanna. I'm like, it's an example, you know? That was kind of funny.
Hillary Crowder, rapist, Groyper, sent $20. Had a dream that you were standing on the back porch of a big house on a hot summer day, looking out into the yard, holding a glass of iced tea. In the waiting line by 07 was playing somewhere inside the house. You seemed relaxed, like everything had worked out for you. Felt based. Hope it was glimpse of the future.
Stop dreaming about me, man. Please stop dreaming about me. I don't care if it's a good dream or a bad dream. Like, please stop dreaming. I don't want to visit you in your dreams. That's very weird to me. I don't like it at all. I've told you before. I think I've told you this. It makes me uncomfortable. Stop having dreams about me, please. I don't like it.
Pawanamidi sent $20. When you become president, you should direct your housing and urban development guide to bring back Art Deco style architecture. Opulence and exuberance mixed with harmony with nature and optimism for the future.
Oh my gosh.
It's peak American architecture. Also, Art Deco didn't get to live out its full potential because of World War II.
Okay, whatever, man. You people are so predictable. You're fucking NPC. It's just a different type, you know? This is why Goyim are not people. We should do Art Deco architecture because it's based and cool. We need to do traditional architecture. Dude. Why the fucking LARP all the time? Oh my God. Like, do you know anything about architecture? Do you see like, oh, Art Deco's based. It's based in the pictures.
Syrian apostate sent $20. I'm tired of Americans shilling for third worlders and their shitty cultures. I didn't migrate here to live in Somalia or Syria. I came here to eat bacon and celebrate Christmas.
No, you need to go back, dude. You need to go back. I came here to eat bacon and celebrate Christmas. Yeah, fuck off. You think we want Syrian refugees here? We don't want Syrian. Go back to Syria, bro. Like, the war is over. You can go back now. The war is over. You have no reason to be here. You have no right to be here. Go home now. Okay? I didn't come from Syria to live in Somalia. I came here to eat bacon and celebrate Christmas. Yeah, we didn't invite you here, dude. You're like going into someone's house uninvited. Hey, guys, I came here to eat dinner. Yeah, didn't invite you. Please leave. Thanks, but no thanks. No Syrian refugees. Return to sender. You can go home. You can celebrate Christmas in Syria, bro.
Masro Wawi sent $30. Hey, Nick, glad to say I'm one of the few, the proud, the black Rowipers. I agree that we are by and large less intelligent than other races, but would you agree that we can make up for our mental deficiency with our physical and athletic superiority to other races? Or will IQ always triumph over brute strength?
You know, but then again, the strongest man in the world is white. What blacks are good at is sprinting, but they're not the strongest. They're definitely the fastest, but they're not the strongest. And they seem to be the most agile, But that's different. I would say where they thrive, it's rhythm, agility, speed. I would even say maybe, you know, they're more artistic in some ways. But I don't know if I would go that far.
Menace Echo 1 cent $50. So God loves you. But if you don't accept his son as your Lord and Savior, you'll burn in a cave underground for eternity. Does that sound like love to you?
Oh my gosh.
Religion is a medieval delusion that comforts people. Time to let it go, bro.
It's ironic that you think religion is low IQ, but that's your treatment of it.
So you're saying that, like, there's a guy in the sky, and if you don't agree with him, you'd, like, go underground forever?
Yeah, dude, okay. You're going to hell for being stupid. Like, you might have never been ensouled in the first place, so thankfully you'll just be annihilated at the end of time. It's good for you and me, you know? But anyway.
Just watch the Crowder interview. Don't find Hitler interesting? No death penalty? Scared like a pussy around people with guns. What the fuck happened? Am I watching the same guy? Major Ellen or lost.
Okay, so you're just like a stupid chud. No, I found Stalin way more interesting than Hitler. Far more interesting. You want to know why? Because Stalin fucking won. That's the difference. I like winners. You know, Hitler was based. We all know that. We all know Hitler was based. But Stalin won. And Stalin ruled for 25 years. And that's awesome. You know what's a little more awesome? In the end, Stalin might have been killed by the Jews before he really won. But nevertheless, he won. And he created the empire. It was a communist empire. It was anti-Christian. It is what it is. But he fucking won. And he got the bomb. And then he terrorized the planet for half of a century. Yeah, I find him to be a fascinating figure. Hitler's very basic. Hitler is very basic edgelord, like, oh, I'm an edgelord. I like Hitler. It's easy to stand Hitler. It's actually courageous to support Stalin. Every basic bitch edgelord can love Hitler. Yeah, I like the Seven Nation Army edits. I love that shit. And I like Downfall, and I like that stuff. But are you courageous enough to actually stand the real GOAT, the real main character, Joseph Stalin? I don't think so. I don't think you guys have it in you. You're too fucking basic. You're like some stupid ass basic chud. You probably watch sports on TV. Yeah, so I don't know what to tell you. You're wrong. And scared like a pussy on people with guns, bro. I am the fucking danger. People come to my house with guns. It is what it is. But I don't want to live in a society where it's the OK Corral. I don't know about you. I don't want to live in a society where it's the OK Corral and everybody's shooting each other's cowboy hats off. I want civilization. That's the difference.
Gavin Kramer sent $25. Hi, Nick. I am another Groypet. I am 5'6 plus 130 pounds and I'm German / Italian. Also Catholic. I cook, clean, and don't bitch. Christine from Ohio has nothing on me. If I have to, I will challenge her to duel.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Anyways, I love the show.
Hey.
Thank you for being the realest nigga ever less than three. I love you, Nick, less than three.
Back off from Christine. No slander of Christine from Ohio on this show. I won't have it. How old are you, though? How old are you? You notice that? She almost had you. How old are you? Didn't give the age, though. Why is that? All the stats. Here's my height. Here's my weight. Here's my ethnicity. Here's my religion. Here's my skill stack. How old? Also, 130? You weigh as much as me. What is that? I'm like 145? Yes, I know I'm really skinny. Thanks for noticing. Thank you. Yes, I'm glad you noticed. That is very skinny for my height. You weigh about as much as me. So what's going on there? What happened there? What's up with that? First of all, no self-reported age. Second of all, we're the same weight. And you're 3 inches shorter than me. So what's going on there? I don't know. I don't know about all that. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for noticing. Shout out to the live chat. Yes, I know I do weigh. I weighed in at 144 pounds. Can you believe it? I know. People say, how does he keep the weight off? Discipline. Self-denial. It's my story of my life. Anyway, thanks, guys. I do appreciate that.
Pinkmo said $20.
Thanks.
Ever notice how some people will say Italians aren't white, yet their video edits about white superiority are basically 90% Roman architecture and Italian achievements?
So
which
true.
One is-
they hate us because they're not us. That's literally what it is. They're jealous. They hate us because they're jealous. Because we're a light unto the world and we invented everything. We have 70% of the Nobel Prizes and we invented everything. They're just jealous. They're jealous. They say we're not white. We don't want to be white. We're Italian. And they're just jealous of us. They hate us. They hate us because they're irrational. They hate God. No, but it's true. It's true because the Romans are the greatest civilization. Arguably, we're just the civilization. We're not the greatest. We're not the best. We're just the civilization. We're the fucking blueprint, nigga. We're the blueprint. You want to know what civilization looks like? Imagine it now. Picture it in your head. I say civilization, you say Rome. I say civilization, you say Rome. You say what? You say Rome. You don't say mud huts. You don't say barbarians. You don't say Germanic tribes. You don't say Vikings. No, you say Rome, bitch. You say Rome. You say pillars, colosseums. You say imperium, Latin. The legionary, excuse me. That's, you say Rome. So we, it's not about we're the best civilization. We are civilization. We are the civilization that every civilization is measured against. The blueprint, the standard, the originator, the founder, the OG, that nigga. That's who we are, and you're nothing. That's who we are. You're the imitation. You're the cheap copy.
And no one wants to recognize, but it's what it is. Alexander the Great, Caesar. That's who we are. That's where we come from. Okay? From Rome to Constantinople. That's who he is. Now, what was the question again? Yeah, I mean, it's all these like Nordicists. It's like, bro, Slav monkeys, ice monkeys. You weren't shit when we showed up. You were not shit before we came around. They want to say, Italians aren't really white. We're not white. When we found you, you were in huts. We were wearing helmets with a gladius. We put you to the sword and fire. We nailed you to a cross. You tell us we're not white? We invented you. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. We love all white people. We love Nords, we love Slavs, we love all white people, but I just get sick of the shade. I just get sick of the drive-bys. I get sick of the snippy little drive-by shots. So Italians and Spaniards and Portuguese or French or Greeks. So no, but we love all whites. All whites have glory. All whites are a glorious people. The Roman Empire, the Spanish Empire, the Portuguese Empire, the French, the Dutch, the Germans, the Norwegians, the Swedes, the British, the Russians, the Austrians, the Magyars, the Polish, fine, the Polish, the Lithuanians. You know who never had an empire? Ireland. That sucks. You know who never had an empire? You know which country never had an empire? Ireland. I hate to beat up on them. I'm Irish myself, but... Important reminder, anyone that comes from a country with no submarines and never had an empire, I don't know, I just don't fully trust them, I would say.
Candy Ostu Rag sent $22. You can't. Should we have state-subsidized etiquette lessons? Good evening, Mr. Fuentes. I hope this message finds you well. Can you name five countries that have cardinal directions in their names?
Let me see. Okay, I'm not looking at the chat. Five countries with cardinal directions. Okay, let's go. Oh, this is harder than I thought. South Sudan, one. There's a ton that don't exist anymore. Let's see. South Sudan... East Timor, east of Singapore, right? East Timor, North Korea, South Korea, too easy. Literally, do not play. Do not play with me. I am that guy. Okay, let's see. Number five, North Macedonia. Yeah, I'm like that. And I'm really like that, actually. Yeah, I'm really like that. It's like that. I'm really like that. I wonder if I could, let me see. Could I name any more? I don't know. Are there any more? I don't think so, right? Western Sahara. Wow, I'm so good. That's actually crazy. Right off the dome like that. I'm good. What can I say? I'm good at this, okay? I'm good at this. I know what I'm doing. Okay.
Nick Fuentes, this is a formal complaint because I have not known peace since you entered my mind. I dream of you like a recurring Netflix cameo. You pop into my thoughts while I do dishes or homework. It feels like cursed destiny. My heart waits in restless longing, aching for even the smallest hand to touch. I yearn.
Don't yearn. Please do not yearn. Who said I yearned? I never yearned. Do not yearn for me. Why would... I just don't get people... I'm sort of like a self-imposed incel. I don't know how anyone could watch the show and yearn. Okay? I'm not likable. Okay? I'm cold. People are... First of all, if that's even real... But these, the Groiper girls are like, I yearn for him. It's like, why? Why?
Big Time Corn sent $25. Street saying you're in bed with Richard Spencer and Chuck Johnson.
Dude, they're not after Richard Spencer and Chuck Johnson. They're after you. Chuck Johnson is just in the way. That's all. Richard Spencer would definitely get out of the way. If they were after you, Richard Spencer would get out of the way and let them get you. And he would say, you're so moral, it's disgusting. He would say, you're such a good person, it sickens me. You could say that about Chuck. You can't really say that about Spencer. They're not after him. They're after you. And Spencer just got out of the way. And now you're dead. Now they got you because he went somewhere else because he's not going to die for you. He is not going to stick around and sacrifice for you because he's not a Christian. So he believes in the strong, you know. So, but Chuck would, because Chuck is a patriot.
Shabbos Hebrew Chuck said $100. Legit. What would you lower the age of consent to and why?
What is it now? Like 40? I would probably lower it to, I don't know, 21. 21 seems like a good age. You know, it's a little, maybe it's a little too high, but 21 seems like the right balance between like, that's like when women are even psychologically able to consent. Maybe even a little older. Yeah, I'm just trying to look out for women.
Colorado
sent
$25.
You know?
Shame the EU wants to kill free speech. Nicholas, smiley face pumpkins for Thanksgiving was Wangsta. Five Christmas trees celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ is Wang. Blessed are the peacemakers. Christ is King. Fight on.
So true.
Rocco D2 sent $20.
That's what I thought. When I got Christmas trees, I said that. I wasn't like, oh, this will look nice. I was like, Deus Vault! Bring them forth! Let there be trees! Deus Vault! I did it for that. I did it traditionally. I did it liturgically. I liturgically got as many trees as I could find to be traditional.
Rocco D2 sent $20. Bro, get fucked. Brennus could have taken Rome shit in 390 AD and decided to just take all their gold instead. Should have just taken that shit over. The Celts fucking created this world after expelling the Romans and fucking up the Spanish.
Oh, that's hilarious.
My ancestors fucking ruined Spain. Rule Britannia, bitch.
That's actually, Cope is actually insane. Well, we could have. You're fucking nothing. No empire having ass. Shut up. Shut up and eat your fucking potatoes, bitch. Shut up and eat your fucking cottage pie, stupid ass bitch. You have no empire. You have nothing. Where even are you on the map? We need like a microscope. We were everything. It was called the known world. Ever heard of it? It's called the known world, like everything on the map. So that's a little different. You don't know what that's about. That's not you. You don't know anything about
Rocco
that
Rocco D2
life.
Sent $20. Nick, how do you feel about Clavicular finally turning slash getting mainstream? How will this affect the Cookieverse? Is this the start of an end? Will Dylan Latham continue to do the dance with their pants?
The Cookieverse has been destroyed, and something new has been created in its place. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's kind of dark. It's kind of dark, but in a good way, and I like it. And Clavicular has destroyed the Cookieverse. It's like a Fortnite new chapter. Like it's like the rift opened up or something. The asteroid fell. The aliens came. Like, the Cookieverse will never be the same. It's like Tilted Towers. But I support it. I think Clavicular is doing a great job. He's a great e-celebrity. I'm not just glazing. He's a great streamer. He's got all... He's willing to do what it takes. He's funny. He's wild with it. He's got finesse. I respect it. Deserved. The come up is deserved. He's committed to the bit. He's very committed to it. Fully committed to the bit. And I think it's very impressive. So, Cookieverse forever altered.
Emmanuel 1907 sent $20. Is that a Breitling? If so, great taste.
It isn't.
Social Observer sent
$20. I love when, like, oh, did it. No, it is. It's a Citizen watch that, like, my friend gave me. I have, like, one watch. I lost it. He gave me a different watch. It's the only watch that fits me. I have, like, 10 other watches, but I don't have them sized. Is that a Breitling? Great. No, stupid. It's a city. Your brother can't tell the difference. Like, you're a watch aficionado. Citizen watch from Ross. No.
Kate Hikes 109 sent $20. Hey, this guy's here to meet a 35-year-old girl. Also, Merry Christmas, /.
That's funny. Hey, this guy's here to meet a 35-year-old child. Attention, Walmart. This pedophile is here to meet a 35-year-old child. Yeah, we have the logs. Is this you? Is this you? How old was I? A literal child. She's 35. Okay, all right. That's her last super chat. Great stuff, guys. Really great stuff. I just love that. Thank you so much. Well, that's going to do it for me. Remember to smash the follow button on Rumble, smash the like button, leave a comment.